What's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled Don't Trust Colombians. So as you guys know, I'm out here in Colombia. It's an emergency trip because Trump destroyed America. I'll be making a whole video about that later on. And I want to set up a branch of Egyptian shawarma out here in Medellin. I'm actually here in Cartagena, because that's where my trash airlines, or I mean Spirit Airlines flies out from. They actually do fly out from Medellin, but for some reason, flying in here costs way less than flying into Medellin. So might as well fly in here, you know, save $50, $60. Granted, I end up losing that money on going back to, on going to Medellin and back. But for some reason, there's like a magical thing about Cartagena that keeps bringing you back. If this place was actually had decent weather, rather than being fucking 100 degrees all the fucking time, it would actually be a decent place. But anyways, let's get to the point of the video, which is do not trust Colombians. Now, the thing about the Colombian people, guys, is that they're nice, they're kind. But the minute they find out you're a gringo, and I had a lot of people tell me this, okay? I had Westerners tell me this. I had Muslims tell me this. They all told me the same thing. The minute they find out you're a gringo, what costs $10, they'll say they'll charge you $500 for it. So when I was renting a place, I didn't sign yet, because that's why I'm making the video, because they're trying to take advantage of me by giving me a bad offer. Not so much on the actual space, because that's kind of like a standard contract, but you know, I'm trying to buy the equipment to put in the restaurant. Now, our shawarma, guys, I just need a flat top, stove, refrigerator, freezer. That's it. I really don't need much, you know. So for me to get those items, you know, really shouldn't be that much at all. But the place that I'm gonna be renting at, they wanna charge me, because they already have the equipment. They already have the equipment at a defunct restaurant. So the equipment they already have, so they want to turn around and they want to sell me that equipment. Now, that equipment is used. It's not in the best condition, but the prices were quite high. And I, you know, I contacted an American, not an American, I contacted an Irish dude that I met in the mall, who actually does work with restaurants here in Colombia, because he used to do restaurants back in Ireland. And I ran the list by him, and he's like, dude, they're so taking advantage of you right now with those prices for those used, beat-up equipment. Then I contacted a Colombian that was referred to me by a Muslim at the local masjid. The Muslim at the masjid, he's been in Colombia since the 90s. He's the one who really told me that, hey, man, here in Colombia, what costs $10, they'll turn around and they'd like charge you $500 for. So he's the one who really told me that, hey, in Colombia, just don't trust them dudes. So I contacted him and I'm like, hey man, I know you said you have a trusted Colombian who worked with you before to renovate your butcher shop. Can you like send me his information so I can like run a couple of things through him? So indeed, he did send me the information to the Colombian contractor that renovated his workshop. And I'm like, hey man, what do these prices for this cookware look like? And he's like, dude, those prices are like super high, man. So here in Colombia, guys, the minute they find out you're a gringo, I mean, look, coming from Egypt, I know as a gringo, you will always pay a gringo price, you know. That's, it is what it is, and you just have to accept that you're gonna pay a gringo price. Now, if something is cost $10 and you try to sell it to me for like $11, $12, okay, fine. But if it's something that's, you know, $10 and you try to sell it to me for $500 like the Colombians do, That's not fine, you know? I remember I was in Egypt like 6-7 years ago, and a bottle of water in Egypt was like 5 pounds. So I'm at a shop in Cairo and I'm like, hey man, I want a bottle of water. He's like, 20 pounds. And I'm like, dude, I buy them all the time from Alexandria for 5. And he's like, oh yeah, you're right, yeah. I thought you were talking about another type of brand of water. It's like, yeah, okay, dude. You know, see, here in Colombia, because you guys, and including myself, we don't know what the prices are. So it's very easy for Colombians to scam us, and we wouldn't even be the wiser, you know. You have to remember, at the end of the day, you know, Colombian prices are gonna be cheaper than American prices, but you're still getting scammed as a gringo big times, okay? Now, for me, it's not okay to be scammed big times, because first of all, that's a sign of disrespect. Secondly, if they're gonna scam you, eventually they're gonna raise their prices for everybody else. And this is why I'm against foreigners coming into like Latin America and tipping, you know. I'm not against tipping per se, but you know, a lot of foreigners, you know, when they go to like Mexico, places like that, you know, they might get a meal for like $5 and they're really happy that they got a $5 meal, and they end up tipping like, you know, 10 American dollars. Well, guess what? Now that $5 meal eventually is gonna be $10. So now not only did you raise the prices for gringos, you also raised the prices for everybody else. See, this is why Mexicans hate us, okay? Mexicans hate us because we go into their country, we overpay for shit that's really way more expensive than what it should be. Oh God, there comes a big old garbage truck. Come on, dude, please don't park in front of me. He had to park in front of me. Of all the places here in the Citadel to park, he finds like literally right, well, not right in front of me, like 50 feet away. It is what it is. It is what it is, man. The show's gotta go on. I'm hoping he turns off the engine. Anyways, you guys can probably still hear me anyways, you know. As long as he's not like parked like right in front of me, you guys should be able to hear me like, oh, he's coming. Okay, they're just picking up. It's regular garbage pickup. He's literally right in front of me. But they're picking up regular garbage, kind of like back in America, where they have guys riding on the back, and then they jump out, they throw the shit in the truck, and they leave. So that's what they're doing. They threw the shit in the truck, and now they're gonna hop on the back of the truck, and hopefully any second they take off, you know. Let's go. Okay, I think they're moving. Oh no, they're moving back. Okay, yeah, they're moving away. Okay, so getting back to what I was saying, guys, is that the problem with us Westerners is that because prices in Latin America are cheap, to us it's like, oh, $100,000 for an apartment, no problem. It's like, dude, that apartment is like $50,000, bro. Why are you paying $100,000 for it? Oh, $5 meal, well, here's a $10 tip, you know. What the fuck are you giving them a $10 tip for, you know? So, at the end of the day, it's kind of our fault as Westerners for, like, being, oh my God, I'm gonna pay, you know, I'm gonna get scammed, and I'm happy I'm getting scammed. Well, here's the thing, dudes. Eventually, what's gonna end up happening when you guys look, dude. When an apartment is like $50,000 and you pay, you know, $52,000, maybe $55,000, okay. But when an apartment is $50,000 and you pay $100,000 for it, guess what? The people are gonna be like, oh shit, these gringos are dumb. Let's sell it for $150,000. Let's sell it for $200,000, okay? So now that's what the rental company, the leasing company, is doing with me, is that they jacked up the price on me. So again, the price for the actual rental of the restaurant space ain't bad, because that's a industry standard contract. But the equipment that I wanted to buy from them, and I can buy the equipment from anybody else, I don't have to buy it from them. It's just that the equipment is already there, you know, so I don't have to buy from them. I can buy from anybody else. But the fact that they were gonna price gouge me like big times, it's like, okay, dude, I'm gonna put you on ice for a little bit, okay? Eventually, they're probably gonna reach out to me in a couple of days. I'll probably be back in America. You know, I can always come back here, guys. I mean, my ticket here round trip is like $100 because I got so many reward points with the trash airlines. Spirit Airlines, and it's only like what, 2.5 hours, you know, so I can always come back here again. It's just that, you know, I'm putting them on ice simply because they wanted to take advantage of me. And again, guys, you just can't let these people take advantage of you. This is why you guys need to deal with Westerners, okay? Like the Remax agency, it's run by a Westerner, okay? The guy who's helping me with the restaurant, he's Irish, okay? The Muslim guy who told me, hey man, don't trust Colombians because they're gonna scam you, he's not Colombian. He's from he's from the islands, you know, Korea. You know, he's from one of the Muslim islands, I guess, but a good dude. So this is why you guys out there, when you come to Colombia, I'm gonna tell you something, dudes. I'm gonna tell you something, okay? I'm gonna tell you something right now, right here. If the Colombians quote you in dollars, they're ripping you off. Let me say that one more time. If Colombians quote you in dollars, they are ripping you off, okay? All the lawyers I have spoken to, they all quoted me in dollars. And I'm like, no, no, no. Okay? Give me pesos. Don't give me dollars, okay? And, you know, even though you can convert from pesos to dollars by dividing by 4, you know, it's not that big of a deal. The reason why they give you dollars is because they can play with the conversion rate a little bit. So if you ask a Colombian, hey man, how much is this, you know, they're gonna tell you, oh yeah dude, it's $50. Okay bro, how much is it in pesos? Oh, it's 100 pesos, which is $25. So if you guys get quoted in dollars, you're gonna get ripped off, okay? Always, 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 always ask for the money to be quoted to you in pesos, whether it's Colombian pesos or whether it is Mexican pesos, whatever. You know, when you're dealing in the third world, guys, do not let them quote you in dollars. Always have them quote you in Ukrainian, and also in Ukrainian money as well, you know. Always have them quote you in their country's respective currency, because when they quote you in dollars, the conversion is gonna be in their favor, not your favor, okay? And always, always, always consult with other Westerners, consult with other foreigners who've been in the country for a couple of years, usually foreigners who've been in Colombia for a couple of years, usually they have a trusted source of Colombians that they know who are not going to scam them. Now, the thing you guys need to understand about the Colombians is that if you get to know Colombian people before you do business with them, then the chances of them taking advantage of you is minimal to non-existent, okay? But if you just hit up a lawyer or hit up a real estate agent, shit like that, they're gonna take advantage of you. So the best thing to do when it comes to Colombia, first of all, guys, best thing to do is always go through foreigners, especially Westerners, okay? Like, I'm going through Remax here in Colombia, okay? We all know Remax, you know, they're the world's biggest real estate agency. The guy behind the Remax is from Europe. So I know for a fact that the people he is given to me to rent from, that they're not gonna be fake, you know? Because here in Colombia, there's a lot of fake real estate agents out there who will give you not fake addresses, but they'll like give you fake contacts, fake people, fake everything. And then when you like give them the money, they're gonna take the money and ghost you, you know? So this is why here in Colombia, guys, if you wanna do any sort of business, it's best to go through Western people, okay? Go through Western people who already have a stable of Colombians that they can trust. And even if you get, you know, charged a little bit more, that's perfectly fine. But if something is like $10 and they try to charge you $500 for, guys, obviously don't go for that, you know? So, you know, the whole point of this video, guys, is that I just want you guys out there to understand is that when you come to the third world, guys, you gotta go through Westerners or even foreigners who've been there for a while, because they'll tell you what's up. So I'm telling you guys, it's actually, you know, it's actually part of the Colombian culture to take advantage of people, okay? That's just how their culture is, you know? Kind of like how black people burn down their city and rob a Foot Locker. Colombian culture is taking advantage of gringos, you know? Yes, everybody's gonna take advantage of the gringo, okay? That's a fact, okay? But again, you know, something costs $10, you're gonna give it to me for like 11, 12, okay, fine. But if it's like $10 and you try to charge me $500 for it, we got a problem. So here in Colombia, guys, it's very important for you to understand that you gotta not trust the people at face value. Always ask around. Always do your research. Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está? Es bueno, señor. Hasta luego. Cartagena es bueno. Oh, good. Hopefully he doesn't start talking to me. Now he's minding his own business. In fact, I'm almost done with this video. He's not bothering me or anything. He's just sitting on the bench right next to me. Huh? Regreso aquí? Tres semanas o una mes regreso aquí. Sí. 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 Soy de Miami. Miami, Florida. Sí, sí. Mi regreso, Miami, 5 días. 5 días en Miami. Volver.
¿Después
viene? ¿Huh?
¿Después cuándo regresas aquí?
Regreso aquí una mes. O tres semanas. Regreso aquí. O Medellín.
Fin de año.
¿Huh?
Fin de año, enero.
Enero, sí, sí, sí. Enero, regreso aquí. O Medellín.
O Medellín.
Sí, sí, señor.
Sí. ¿Te gustó Medellín?
¿Huh?
¿Te gustó Medellín?
Sí, Medellín frío.
Sabroso,
¿eh? Sí, frío. Aquí mucho caliente aquí.
Mucha calor.
Sí, mucho calor aquí, sí. Medellín es bueno, frío es bueno. Yeah. Anyways, guys, so I'm pretty much done with the video. And that's another thing, dudes, is that when you're walking around, guys, you know, and people like come up to you like, hey, brother, you want me to get you this? You want me to get you that? You want anything? You know, just tell them no thank you and like walk away or don't look at them. You know, something that they do here in Cartagena, like where I am right now, guys. Yeah. No dinero, señor. Tarjeta. No dinero. No dinero. No dinero. Lo siento, señor. No dinero. Tarjeta solo. No dinero. Lo siento. No tienes dinero. No tengo dinero. No tengo dinero. Lo siento. See, that's another thing. Sí, entiendo. Español un poquito. Lo siento, señor. See, that's another thing, guys, is that they're gonna... That's another thing, you know. Well, you think you're having a conversation with them. They're, that's another thing I was gonna tell you, guys. Yeah. Yeah, no dinero, man. Sorry. Well, I do have money, but I have like a big bill. I'm not gonna give him a fucking big bill. No dinero. No tengo dinero, señor. Lo siento. He wants me to go to like an ATM and get him money. Adios, señor. Adios. Yeah, that's another thing I was going to bring up with you guys, is that don't have a conversation with weird people like that, because if you have a conversation with weird people like that, eventually they're going to, like, ask you, beg you for money. I mean, I told that guy I don't have money. I have, like, a credit card, and he's like, oh, there's an ATM around the corner. I was like, come on, bro. You think I'm going to go to an ATM and get money for some random guy who just, you know, rolls up to me? And another thing here, guys, is that here in where I'm at, you know, I'm at the clock tower. You get some of these young guys out there who are like, hey, bro, where are you from, bro? Oh, I'm from Miami. Oh, what's your name? Oh, my name is, you know, ABC. And they ask you a few questions and they start rapping like, you know, they rap with, you know, like, Amar is from Miami and, you know, whatever rap, you know, and then they demand money from you because, hey, man, I rapped for you. It's like, bro, I didn't tell you to fucking rap for me. You did it on your own accord. So, when it, you know, I hate to say this, guys. I really hate to say this, but it's better to tell these people no entiendo. It's better to tell them Espanol en poquito, no entiendo. You know, just be like, yeah. I mean, I really hate to say that, but it is what it is, dudes. The minute these people, you know, find out that you can actually understand and communicate with them, then that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna rip you off, you know. Once they know you're a gringo, as far as they are concerned, you're always a gringo no matter what. And once you are discovered to be a gringo, then all you are to them is just money. That's it, you know. Like, again, the guy right there sitting next to me was like, hey, man, give me money. It's like, dude, I ain't got no money. I got money, but I ain't gonna give you a fucking, you know, $20 bill. And he's like, oh, there's an ATM over there. It's like, really, dude? Really, dude? So this is why I'm telling you guys out there. When you are in the third world, do not be kind. Do not be compassionate. Avoid people. You know, if you think the guy is gonna try to, like, beg you for money or ask you for money, just like, no entiendo, I have no idea what you're saying, you know. And if they follow you around, just tell them, hey, no money, no dinero, you know, and just walk away, look away, okay, guys? This is the thing I'm trying to tell you guys out there. You know, don't think you're having a conversation with these people, okay? Because you're not, dudes. You know, all they see is literally a walking ATM. That's what they see you as a gringo as. To them, you are a walking ATM. This is why you guys gotta play hardball with them, you know? Ask them, hey, what are your prices in pesos? Let me see your prices in pesos compared to other people, you know? Be like, hey, what's the better price you can do? And again, whenever possible, go through Westerners. Like, again, right now, I'm going through a Westerner to find my retail location. I went through a Colombian agency to find a restaurant location. They wanted to charge me half a year rent up front. You know, that's preposterous. They don't do that here in Colombia. They don't charge Colombians half a year rent up front. But, you know, you're a gringo. Again, no matter what, you guys need to understand is that you're always gonna be seen as a literally a walking dollar. You know, that's what they're gonna see you as. They're gonna see you as a walking ATM. And I'm actually very glad that guy came and sat next to me, because he single-handedly proved this entire video. You know, he came in, hey amigo, como esta, how you doing, where are you from, how you like it here, when are you gonna come back here? And then, you know, you thinking that, hey, somebody actually wants to be friends, or just wants to have a friendly conversation. And then they turn around and they're like, hey, give me money. It's like, bro, no. Well, go to the ATM and get me money. It's like, come on, dog. I mean, again, that's a perfect example of somebody not having respect for you, you know? It's like, can't you see I'm, like, doing a motherfucking video? I'm sitting out here, and you want me to just get up and go get you money from an ATM? Again, he's the perfect example of the average Colombian, you know? They just see you as a walking ATM. This is why you have to play hard ball with them. Again, the leasing company, I'm putting them on ice for a couple of days. They're probably gonna reach out to me. Now I'm gonna play hardball with them, and I'm gonna be like, hey man, this equipment that you wanted to sell me for like $500, I want it for $200 now, you know? It is what it is. Now fortunately for me, like, the only Colombian here I can honestly really trust, like, Colombian I can trust here is the guy that rents out my motorcycles. You know, his name is Joanne. You guys saw him in one of my videos a couple of years ago. He's the guy who rents out my motorcycles. He's the only Colombian, honestly, that I can trust, like, 100%. Not 99%, but 100%. And that's because he's been to America. He comes from a rich family, you know. He's been to more places in America than I have. You know, this is why you want to, if you're going to deal with Colombians, or really deal with anybody, deal with rich people who traveled the world. Because rich people who traveled the world, they're going to be sophisticated, they're going to be cultured, and most importantly, they're not going to be money hungry. That's the most important thing out there, okay guys? You don't want to deal with people who are money hungry. Like my ex, you know, like my ex in Egypt, that bitch was making more money than I am, you know, because she does the whole, I don't know, makeup, Botox bullshit. But in order for her to get that type of money to start up her business, you know, she had to sell herself, if you know what I mean. Coincidentally, you know, if she came here to Cartagena, she'd probably make a hell of a lot of money. But when people sell their souls, or literally their bodies, which of course they sell their souls along with their body, these are people who become money hungry. And even though they might actually get money, but because they don't have souls, because they literally sold their soul, you know, they're going to try to take advantage of you as well. So this is why you need to get with people who have money, they come from money, they travel. You need to be with people who have no reason to scam you, who have no reason to rip you off. That's the most important thing I gotta tell you out here, guys. If you are, I don't care if it's a woman, I don't care if it's a business associate, I don't care if it's a lawyer, I don't care if it's a fucking dentist. You want to get with people who have not sold their soul, they're well to do, they have traveled, because there, again, there is no need for them to scam you. That's the most important thing for you guys. That's the most important thing for you guys out there, man. Especially in today's time where a lot of people are desperate, shit like that. You just can't go at it alone, you know. The reason why I'm not in Ukraine doing this, you know, I can probably do this in Ukraine cheaper than Colombia. But the reason I'm not in Ukraine is that I don't have a trusted source in Ukraine, okay. Here, I got Joanne. Here, I got a lot of other foreigners that can offer me guidance. But in Ukraine, you don't have foreigners in Ukraine because, you know, they got a war going on, even though it's a sham war. But, yeah, there are people really dying. Yes, it's called genociding Ukrainian men. So Lviv can become new Tel Aviv, like the man inside on MGTOW TV says, but that's for another video. Point I'm trying to get across to you guys is that when you're dealing in the third world, you need to have a trusted source. You need to have like-minded people, people who understand your culture, people who travel, people who have money. Because again, the whole point is you don't want somebody who has an incentive to scam you, who's always looking at you like, ooh, this guy has money. You know, let me see how I can take money from him. Like, again, my ex was making more money than I am. In fact, she's probably making more money than I am right now, even though she's living in Egypt. And, you know, the Egyptian pound is hella bad compared to the US dollar. No, she's probably making more money than I am in American dollars over there, because again, she's doing the whole makeup, buttocks, eyebrows, all that bullshit. Entiende, señor. Yeah, he's one of those homeless people who just puts a bunch of boxes down and then goes sleep on top of them. So he's like, keep your eyes on it for me. And I'm like, okay, bro. Like, anybody's gonna steal a, you know what, they probably will. Wouldn't be surprised. Dude, another, you know, this video is getting kind of long, but here in Colombia, guys, because of cocaine, you know, Colombia is like the number one country in the world for cocaine, right? A lot of people here are fucked up, you know. The other day I was in El Centro in Medellin. And this Colombian girl, she was snorting coke like it was candy. And she's like, Colombian coke does not kill you because it's so... Now, I don't know how true that is. I don't do fucking coke, you know. But she's like, Colombian coke is so pure that it doesn't kill you, you know. So a lot of people here are addicted to cocaine. And it's like really bad, dudes. Like, it's really bad to see how cocaine like destroys the lives of people, you know. So it's really sad to see that, but what are you gonna do, man? That's just life, you know. It is what it is. And this is why you guys out there watching this shit, dudes, you need to deal with people who don't have any vices. That's another thing, you know. You know, forget the fact that the person has to be cultured, sophisticated, comes from money, but at the same time, they really can't have vices like alcoholism, gambling, or drugs, because that can always end up in a bad thing as well. So, anyway, guys, to end off this video, don't And don't ever think that you're one of them. I don't care if you're in Egypt. I don't care if you're in Ukraine. I don't care if you're in Colombia. I don't care. Any place in the world where the U.S. dollar reigns supreme and that country is hella poor, you will never, ever be one of them. Furthermore, again, they're always going to be looking at ways to scam me. This is why, again, I'm in Colombia, not Ukraine, because I have trusted sources in Colombia, okay? And I don't trust anybody, dudes. I don't trust anybody, okay? With me, it's all about keeping people very, very small and close and only dealing with people that have been recommended by trusted people. And again, those trusted people are always, always gonna be foreigners, or in the case of Joanne, you know, he comes from a rich family. He travels the world, you know. He made tens of thousands of dollars with his motorcycle company. He doesn't need to fucking take advantage of me, especially when me and him are going into the restaurant industry. I'm not doing the business partnership thing, but it's going to be more of a licensing deal with Joanne. Kind of like, for example, dudes, when Burger King comes into Colombia, Burger King does not open Burger King in Colombia on their own. They don't do that. So what Burger King does is that they hook up with a Colombian company, you know, a well-established Colombian company, and that Colombian company, on behalf of Burger King, they open the Burger Kings here in Colombia, and the Burger King simply licenses their product, their likeness to that Colombian company, and they make royalties, you know. So that's pretty much what I'm doing with Joanne. He's not my business partner. He doesn't own Egyptian shawarma. He doesn't have a stake in Egyptian shawarma. It's just that me and him are going to go into a licensing deal where he gets, you know, a portion of the sales here in Colombia, because again, he's going to be the person responsible for developing our brand here in Colombia. You know, I'm putting up the initial seed capital myself. That way I get to have a bigger piece of the pie in this Colombian venture. And again, you know, I need like real life action when it comes to dealing in the third world, you know. That way, when I go to Ukraine, I'm like, okay, I'm aware of what to look for and somebody trying to rip you off, shit like that. So again, in the third world, guys, always have trusted sources. Best form of trusted sources are gonna be fellow foreigners who have been here for a long time, and they have already vetted the people that are gonna work with them. Second to that would be somebody like, again, Joanne, who comes from a rich family, speaks English, been all over America, so he's pretty much a Westerner by our standards. So this is what I want you guys to understand, man. In the third world, you will never, ever be seen as anything other than literally a walking ATM to the vast majority of people. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.